In today's episode, we'll talk about when we are feeling fear or tired, how do we move into that life that we so desire? Where can we get the energy from? Hi, welcome to Soul Speak. If it's your first time, thanks for joining me. And if you are returning, so appreciate you have come back. We are in such rapidly changing times. And we just entered, for anyone that likes astrology as much as I do, we entered this age of Aquarius. An Aquarian is an air sign. And that is a sixth chakra, the mind. And our mind runs at the speed of light, much faster than the speed of our body, which is slower and denser. We need that too. We need to learn how to live with that connection between the mind and the body. And with this rapidly changing world we're in, and the changes that we are undergoing both personally and within our country, there's been a lot of fear. There's been a lot of tired. There's been a lot of overwhelm. And perhaps where we are currently in our life isn't really where we wanted to be or hoped to be. Whatever those places are, notice them. Try not to run from them. Why? Because it's so important to notice what our thoughts are doing to the body, that connection between, again, that fast-moving mind and the slower-moving body. So when we are in that space and we've noticed, wow, I am feeling fear, I'm feeling stuck, how do we get our energy back up to be more productive, to get back to hope when our minds are spinning and taking us down into that energy of exhaustion? Or when we're feeling more tired because here we're doing the same thing and things aren't changing, or life is feeling unsteady and we're in fear. How do we then get what we need to get so we can go into those places to create more change? I think we're all feeling this. We have entered a new phase of life. Our lives are changing. They've been changing dramatically since 2020, and it's going to continue through 2026. Just a lot of shake-up energy going on. So this new phase of life is hitting us all in some area, and based on your astrological sign, not just your sun sign, by the way, look at your moon and your rising. It's a big shift in some area. So knowing what that is, it might actually bring you calm and make a little more sense. And I don't know if you'll be watching this the week of the new moon, but the new moon doesn't just go one day. That's the end of January. And it's a really potent time. So when we want new, and when we're being urged to create new, which we all are, in order for our lives to have new, we need to get actively involved. We can't just let the mind go crazy and run amok. We've got to actually use the body. We have to connect those two. So we are actively involved in the kind of world we want. So we are actively involved in the kind of life that we want. Yet often, when we feel fear or more tired, we also feel less hopeful, more overwhelmed, and then that leads to more lonely. And we might have a lot of people in our lives that support us. And there are always the potential to have more people in our lives that we can network with. But it takes effort, and it takes actually that right mindset, telling ourselves the truth. Because when we let ourselves breed that loneliness that is an illusion, that lowers our self-esteem. And when we have a low self-esteem, it's harder to create change. Because remember, that third chakra, the middle of our body, that gut, that's also our self-esteem area. That's the sun. We want to have it not revving so crazy that we're feeling sick to our stomach, but enough of the giddy up and go so we can create the change. So we can say, okay, I got this. And that change we want to create, that can be, and it needs to be done. It just does take effort. We can't quit on ourselves. But when we stay too long with where we're comfortable, even though it's really not a good comfort, or stay too long with what we know, even and especially when what we know or where we are doesn't feel very good, it feels a little shitty, that causes more of a dip in our self-esteem and then more effort to create change. And then we can feel more alone and go more into those stories that really aren't true. So ask yourself, with where you are right now in your life, where are you feeling the fear? Where are you feeling the stuck? And when we think of what we want, Why does that fear step up and become so big? Why is it so easy to go to fear? It's a lower level energy. And we're always going to have it. We're human. But it's easy to go into those lower level energies when we haven't set our life up on a daily basis to support ourselves. And again, that does take that consistent, not constant, but consistent effort. In Chinese astrology, this is the year of the snake. And that means steady change. Snake is also loyal. Loyal to self, loyal to our tribe, those we love. And it is so important to remind ourselves this isn't a get-rich-quick year. This is a slow and steady wins the race. The energy is telling us that we need to create solid change by steady steps, by looking at where we've been and where we want to go, and what it took for us to get to where we are now, and what it's going to take for us to get to the next goal. And doing so, it is so important to pat ourselves on the back, looking at how far we've come. You know, we can say, I don't really want to be in this place. But look at where you came from. If you're honest with yourself, you've done a lot of good already for yourself. So if we acknowledge that consistently, spend the time saying, I've come this far right now, it's going to be easier to go further. Why? Because we feel good about ourselves. And then the energy in our solar plexus and our third chakra, that engine, starts to give us a little more chutzpah. Because remember, even when we've done our work and we're making those changes, the externals may not change as much as we want or as fast as we want. Things are changing for the better, though, because we're changing for the better. And letting go of what we expect at this point isn't always a realistic way to think, because we're just one player in the story and we're connected to so many other players. And when I allow myself to let go of the expectations of non-reality, this is where I should be by now. Well, if you should be there, you'd be there, right? But maybe something better is coming, remember. Maybe something really great is coming, and that didn't quite work out how you thought, because that wasn't the best for you as a soul in a body in this lifetime. We are always going to do better when we allow ourselves more flexibility. We have a goal, we can set the goal, we can work towards the goal, and then allow ourselves to be a little more flexible and notice the good things. That boosts our energy. Then we have that giddy up and go when we're tired or afraid. You know, when we are moving into the unknown, we often go into so many levels of panic. Small panic, medium panic, large panic. It's what we do as humans. We go into catastrophic thinking so quickly, even for little things. But the pattern's so set, we don't even sometimes know how we got there. That level of panic. So we want to be careful. Check in with that. Wait a minute. I'm feeling panic. Is this necessary? Is this real? And what actually am I in panic about? And where does all that come from? What's my pattern that led me to have this line of thinking? You know, our patterns come from all sorts of places. Our patterns come from our family of origin. My belief, our patterns come from prior to us even coming to Earth. Patterns come from doing something too many times that isn't good for you, not moving through into something that's better for you, waiting too long for life to change and not participating in the change. Staying angry at something for too long. When we allow that energy to be around too much, the waiting, the anger, the staying stuck, at least notice it, right? When we start to notice it, then we can say, oh, this is where this is coming from. This is a past pattern from wherever. I've done it a long time. I get it. Now, is this serving my highest good? Is it time to shift out of it? Is it serving my highest good? Every day, can we create a safe container for ourselves? I've talked about a safe container, creating a safe container for your loved ones or your staff, or your employees, anyone, your friends, so they feel safe to be who they are in front of you, so they feel safe to talk from their heart. But remember, got to do that for ourselves. First and foremost, learning how to create a safe container for ourselves. So we know that we are important. So we can get that energy going. So we feel safe, safe to take the risks. And in order to do that, in order to create a safe container, we have to have times of peace throughout the day, even when we're really busy. My life is so busy. And on the days I have recognized that I didn't make enough peace points, I'm way more tired. But on the days I've given myself more peace points, peace check-ins, time to stretch and not have my back hurt because I'm doing the same thing or I'm doing too much. But those peace pauses or peace points throughout our day, checking in with the thoughts. Are they running rampant? Are we in reality? How are my shoulders? How's my back? Am I standing too long? Is one of my hips sore? My jaw tight? Am I holding too many thoughts or am I allowing myself just to be present? Checking in with the body. Remember, the mind runs at the speed of light. The body runs slower. We've got to connect the two throughout the day. And bringing in those pauses, bringing in those peace points really helps us reconnect, surrender, let go, go back into reality, get our line of thinking in line with what we want in our life. And it's so easy to get caught up in all the busy, all the do. I've got to overproduce to make something happen. And that's not true. Sometimes we have to work extra hard, but we don't have to work harder than our body can allow us to work. We got to be checking in and connecting with the universe, connecting with our guides, connecting with our tribe to create the change, not just me. When we are in that space, you know, I'm a Leo rising, and sometimes I feel like everything's on my shoulders. It's one of my patterns that I'm working through. And I got to remind myself, I'm not the Messiah. I got to remind myself, I'm not God. I'm one being that will create change by how I live. The healthier option is to lead by example of how to live in my community, in my work, in my family. I will create more change by how I live, not by overproducing and breaking my body. So when we're changing an old thought to a healthier thought, you know, we got to incorporate the body. When we're changing an old belief to a healthier belief, got to get the breath down. We have to believe it. We have to take the time, not be in the mind. We can't just change a thought. We got to then relax the body. I've got to make my changes with both body, mind, and spirit. If I want my new thoughts to be healthier, then I got to make time for them. I can't just say, oh yeah, those are healthier thoughts. I'll get to those later. No, I'll get to them throughout my day. Not just think them, but really live them. So I got to get out of my head and make sure my back is relaxed. Make sure my breathing is in line and I'm not hyper breathing, but I'm full body breathing. You know, I recently had a little bit of a virus and it was in my lungs and I was checking my breathing and my breathing would drop a little bit. And I was doing an old exercise, which I tell all of you to do because I really do it. Get my breathing going. So do my full lung capacity. So it was down to like an 89 and I wasn't afraid because I was feeling fine, but I was just checking it. And then I was checking it to see, I'm going to see if this works. And I did my belly breathing, the full lung breathing, and it jumped back up to 98. So think about that. When we give ourselves healthy breathing, look at how we can change the body. And the more we do it, the healthier we become. So when I want my thoughts to change to healthier thoughts, when I want my beliefs to change to healthier beliefs, I absolutely incorporate the breath work. And I remind myself, oh yeah, I'm stronger than I think I am. I'm braver than I think I am. Right? Because we are. It's what we're thinking that can take us down. Oftentimes what we're thinking is taking us down, not really the reality of our life. So we surrender to the new way of being and reminding ourselves we're not alone. That's how we get that giddy up and go. That's how when we're feeling scared or tired, that's how we can get the energy. by really going into what is going on within me. Because otherwise, with the changes that we are undergoing, we have been undergoing, we're going to continue to undergo, it's so easy to go into spin mode. And like I said, when we go into spin mode, we can go into some level of panic. Now we're not breathing. And then that's causing a whole number on our system. Checking in with the breath work, checking in with the pain level. And of course, understand, we're not ever going to be able to do it all. We live in community, right? We're supposed to not do it all. What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? And where you are having a weakness, where there is a weakness in your life, is it worth pursuing to strengthen it, or is it better to dole that out to somebody else that is good at it? If you're not the best cook, but your partner's a great cook, let them cook. And maybe sometimes you'll divvy it up, you two work that out. But we don't have to be good at everything. If it's something, though, that I want to become better at, that's different. If I want to become a better cook, then I'm going to put some time in. But if I really don't care about cooking and my partner's willing to cook, then let our partner be that. Do something that you're good at. When I was building my business, I was doing a lot of exchanges. So if there's something that you're not good at and someone else is, you might do an exchange. Believe in the power of community. So important. And also, when you're believing in the power of community, check in with what community members you have in your life, which ones you do rely on. Are your friends helping you or hurting your life? I was having a conversation with a friend of mine a few days ago about a friend in her life. She and I live in different states, so, and we have different friend groups as well. And she said one of her friends that she's had for a long time complains a lot and really drains her. And she doesn't really want to hang out with her anymore. They used to have more fun, but now it's not. So she said, I don't even know that I should tell her that. I just kind of keep slipping away. Well, first it's to recognize what happens to my energy when I'm with someone that is now draining me, that our time together is just a whole bunch of complaining. Where am I feeling it? And how long am I holding that in my system? Do we want to end that relationship, or do we want to have an honest conversation with that friend about why I'm pulling away? It's up to you, and every situation is different. It can be so very hard, it can be really painful to leave a long-term relationship in any regard, right? Whether it's romantic or a family member or a friend. And sometimes we have to. In my belief, first, if we really value that relationship, we want to check in and say, is this worth saving? But it's if it's taking my power time and time again, and I've had a conversation, but we can come at it from, I want to let you know why I've been pulling away. I'm just really feeling drained when we get together because I'm so busy. I love to have fun sometimes, and I love to be there for you, but I also love to have fun. So can we shift this? Can we work on this? Maybe they'll say no. Maybe they'll be mad. Whatever it is, we get to decide, can this relationship grow? Or is it time to let it go? And then we take the steps either way, which can be hard, however necessary. Because remember, no one can take our power. No one. We give it to them. We give it to our friend who we're allowing to drain our energy. When we get stuck in our wounding and think, ah, woe is me. I can't even be around this person. They're just draining me. No, we're doing ourselves such a disservice by not telling ourselves the truth. I have more power than I'm giving myself credit for. That person's wounding is stabbing me in the chest right now. And now I'm back in my own wounding of not being honest in the relationship, not having a healthy communication with this person, without pointing fingers, but saying, this has been a challenge for me. Can I share with you what this challenge has been? Not having healthy communication, not checking in with what our own needs are, is what can really take the relationship down. Happens time and time again. We can feel the burdens of others, but we get drained because we know we can't fix it. We don't have to fix it, but we do want to be honest with how something's affecting us if that person is of value. I've learned over the years, when I start to feel or hear another person's complaints or draining or their problems, it has become easier for me to create the safe container, not fix it. Now, sometimes with my kids, I still want to fix it. So I'm working on that still. But my piece of it, I now understand the value of being present. I now understand the value of just listening and creating that container where they can feel safe, but I don't have to fix it, which means I don't have to let it penetrate my energy. It can just go right through me and I can be in compassion and kindness. But of course, not always, because sometimes if we're tired, it's harder to do that. So when we're feeling tired from someone, pay attention to what our judgments are. Really important, because we're judging all the time. Every time we judge, we either get angry, happy, you know, judgments can be happy, tired, drained. But ask, where's the judgment coming from? Why am I judging? There's a history here. Is it coming from envy? Is it coming from feeling disempowered? Is it coming from anger? Is it coming from joy? Where is my judgment coming from? Because the more we allow ourselves to not tune in to what's causing the feeling within me, and then we get drained or overwhelmed or envious, then we feel like we can't do it, we lose so much momentum. You know, think about it. Think about the last time you were with someone where you felt envy or you felt drained by being around them. Go into your mind for a minute. Pull up that memory. How long did it take you to shake it? That's up to us. We can complain about it all day long, complain about someone else's complaining, or judge them because they're doing something that actually we're really envious about. But if we continue to not be aware of what's underneath that, when we continue to allow those judgments to run through us and not move us forward, it is so hard then to stand up and take the risk. Because somewhere in there, we care too much about how we're going to look. And then we don't take the healthy risk. And it becomes much easier to take the risks when we've noticed where our energy is, where we've noticed where we're putting it, when we have noticed who's around us, who's our tribe, and especially when we notice what our values are and if we're staying true to those values, even when we feel like our world is falling apart or our country. What are my values? Can I get back to knowing them and then living them, even when it's hard? Because when we worry too much, when we are in fear and not recognizing where it's coming from, we're getting caught up in the lack instead of feeling more purpose-driven, instead of understanding the values that we have. We have those values because we're meant to live by them. So as I said at the beginning, this year is about steady progress. This year is about putting one foot in front of the other and building a stronger foundation. So we are not flying too fast. So we are not making too many mistakes. We get to slow down. We get to say what's working, what's not. How can I get back on the right path? You know, we all want and strive for balance. And sometimes we have it, right? But sometimes we don't. So just remember, create a healthier life and know that some days might be harder than others. Some days you might have to work more or do more, but that's okay. As long as we are overall living a life of balance. So not get stuck in too much imbalance. What's my value? Am I living it? If I value living a balanced life, then at least I'll take my peace points throughout the day. At least I'll make sure I breathe, even on those days where I've got a full schedule. Because now I know I'm checking in with me. And if I continue to live that way, I'm going to have more energy. I'm going to have less fear. The fear comes because we are not in our body. We're in a projection of whatever that story is or whatever it could be, right? I want to end on a quote by Albert Einstein. There lies before us, if we choose, continued progress, knowledge, and wisdom. It's all about choice. Have a beautiful week. I wish you so much goodness. And again, thank you for being here, for liking, for sharing. Thank you for coming back. It is so very appreciated. Have a beautiful week. Hey, listeners, thank you so much for being part of the Soul Speak world. I really appreciate that. And if you're willing, and if you find this of value, would you please follow on any of the platforms you're listening to, whether that's Apple or Spotify or Google or any of the platforms. And of course, I love the ratings if you find this valuable. You can also follow me on YouTube and like and share. And all of that really makes a difference. Appreciate your participation. And of course, I really appreciate you being part of this world.